Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What makes you journey into the night and take flight on a pursuit of musical bliss? Chasing beats through ghetto streets to a dungeonous temple left by our soul descendants in a quest for peace, energy, and light? If you were to find this temple, do you have the knowledge to enter the temple? Want it. And if you had it, would you flaunt it? Well, it's yours.
There's a music light that flow and soar into your world. There's a fire burn within your heart that now it's yours. If you feel it in your soul, follow the light, go through the storm.
Taking elements because the reward is well worth the journey. Stay steadfast in your pursuit of the light. The light is knowledge. Do you want it? And if you had it, would you flaunt it? It's yours.
There's a music light and flow and soar into your world. There's a fire burn within your heart that now it's yours. If you feel it in your soul, follow the light, go through the storm.
Engulf you, recharge your spirit, purify your mind, touch your soul, and give you the eternal joy and happiness you truly deserve. You now have the knowledge. Do you want it? And if you had it, would you flaunt it? Well, it's yours.
And good evening, Star Fam. That track was It's Yours from the album After the Playboy Mansion, mixed by Dimitri from Paris. And you're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. You can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, as always, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, October 21st, 2011. Starseed Energy Radio is also brought to you in part by www.helixla.com. That's H-E-L-I-X-I-L-E-H.com. The new interactive flower and life board game. Helix LA is a multifaceted game of discovery based on the ancient geometry known as the Flower of Life. The intention of this game is to create a parameter in which participants communicate their perspectives of different topics played, thus creating a deeper understanding of oneself and others. And this is the newest addition to the Starseed Energy Radio family, our newest sponsor on board, which is www.helixileh.com. That's helixla.com. Joining me on the show tonight is Michael Mills with CC Calloway, daughter of the legendary Cab Calloway. You can check out www.drumsnoguns.org. In the meantime, you can see a little bit about Michael Mills and CC Calloway. And also joining us at the end, or what I'm going to talk about at the end, so stick around, is the top 10 mind-blowing facts which show you how members of Congress and federal employees are living the life at our expense. That's at the end of the show on the wrap-up, so stay tuned for the 10 top mind-blowing facts. Any questions during the show, you can always call 888-815-9756. And if we have some time at the end, we'll take your calls with CC and Michael we have on the line. First, let's go into our updates. Our updates on, of course, the Occupy Wall Street protests that started on September 17th by Adbusters and Anonymous telling everyone they're having a barbecue on Wall Street. So bring your friends, bring your family, bring some blankets and food. And here we are a month later. The Occupy Wall Street, one of the first articles I'm going to talk about, labeled Occupy Wall Street Communications Reportedly Hacked. The Occupy Wall Street protests have been going on for over a month now, and it seems the FBI and NYPD have had help tracking protesters' moves thanks to a conservative computer system, experts who gained access to one of the group's internal mailing lists, and then handed over the information to the group's plans to authorities and corporations targeted by the protesters. So, again, we have a violation of our rights in plain sight, which is stealing information like Yahoo, Google, Facebook, and other companies we're going to talk about later on the show tonight, freely stealing information without any authority. Another article, the Jewish people celebrate Sukkot at Occupy Los Angeles. This one, local Jewish clergy and activists rallied in Sukkah, a temporary hut built for the seven-day festival of Sukkot, and other tarps and tents around the Occupy Los Angeles protests. This was this last Sunday. The group said on its Facebook page, "There is no more important time than right now to be present, really present, in the streets of the United States to decry the injustice of those who are suffering under crushing debt, foreclosure, lack of health care, to decry the injustice that the 1% who brought the economy down are still in their offices, earning big bonuses, while the other 99% of us are trying to figure out how to make it to the end of the month." And I can relate to that. Police officer who used pepper spray on the protesters, the ladies we talked about at the beginning of the protest, well, the penalties came down, and it seems that the Inspector Anthony Bologna lost 10 of his vacation days. That's right. The inspector lost 10 of his vacation days. That is it. That's what the NYPD handed out. Personally, he should have at least been suspended, probably lost his badge, and definitely filed charges against. There was no reason for that use of force for spraying the protesters, the females, in the face with a fire extinguisher size mace. Federal Reserve now backstopping $75 trillion of Bank of America's derivatives. This story came out of Bloomberg this week. And this one, pay attention to what the article says, because this is why the protests are going on, one of the reasons why, with Occupy Wall Street, because of what Wall Street is doing, these corporations, these banks. So now, as of this week, Bank of America just dumped another $75 trillion on the American people. What this means for you is that when Europe finally implodes and banks fail, U.S. taxpayers will hold the bag for trillions in CDS insurance contracts sold by Bank of America and J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan also dumped $79 trillion of notional derivatives guaranteed by the FDIC and Federal Reserve. So they're back dumping these to the Federal Reserve, $79 trillion, $75 trillion, which falls on the American taxpayers. Portuguese military says if people riot, it will side with them, not the government. Basically, the Portuguese military has come out and announced that if the police and people or anyone riots, they are on their side of the people and not the government. Also, when journalists asked the military if they planned to revolt, their only response was, revolutions are not announced ahead of time. Also going on in the Occupy, we had Greece this week, Rome, that broke out in hundreds of thousands of people protesting the Occupy Wall Street. In fact, in Greece, there was over 100,000 people. Now, as usual, over in Europe, things got violent because most Americans don't – that it hasn't happened yet where it's been all peaceful, so let's hope we keep it that way. But over in Rome, they've already gone over the edge, and things are a little bit out of control. So – some of these videos are showing actual 3,000 police against hundreds and hundreds of people throwing rocks at them and torching the city, running around, and violence spread all over the city that the entire city was billowing of smoke. And this is what's going on in Greece and Italy. It's just – it's spreading. And that's why it's so important for you to get involved, stand up. It's not just for – corporations and banks, it's for everything, the entire system. It's for the GMOs in the food, it's for the fluoride in our water, it's for the chemtrails spraying us in the sky with chemicals, aluminum, barium, it's for the lying about Fukushima reactors, the nuclear fallout that's happening, which we'll update you in a minute. It's for everything. So get involved, do what you can. I this week dropped off a case of water, some fresh tomatoes from a garden. I was down at the Asheville Occupy Wall Street yesterday and talked to some people down there, dropped off some supplies, doing what I can. I don't have much, but it's all about supporting the people right now and standing up for – pick your topic. I mean, basically, you could pick any topic, education, healthcare. You pick it, and it's in dire, dire, bad, bad things right now. It's all on the edge of about to collapse, everything. The educational systems, the healthcare systems, all these things are just at the point of breaking. And if the people don't stand up and put together a self-sustaining way, well, then things are really going to get bad. And we're going to talk about that later on the show about in the show is how to self-sustain some of the things that are going on, which are the point that's right. Take this energy and sustain it in a way where, like the Occupy Wall Street protesters, they've already created, they've created a barter system, they have their own newspaper. Those are the things that when people get in their mind to be self-sufficient, self-sustaining, that's really the way to go, because that's where we're headed regardless. But that's one of the most important things, is to take these protests and grow them, but have them sustained and not get out of hand like things are in Rome and Italy, because we don't need that. We don't want that. So it's important to get involved. The Global Revolution, October 15th, launched last week, and that was the worldwide. It's now over 1,000 cities Occupy. You can check out OccupyTheNation.com and see some different cities. There's all different facts and stuff on there, so check that out. Talking about the Fukushima reactors, new evidence has emerged that the radiation in Canada was worse than Canadian officials ever let on. Get out of here. New evidence has emerged that radiation in Canada was worse than the Canadian officials let on. Canada's largest urban weekly, the George Strait out of Vancouver, reported today. Public officials in Japan and Canada alike jumped straight into Chernobyl-style damage control mode, dismissing any worries about the impacts. Same thing with the U.S., we've been dismissing anything, totally ignoring the subject as if that thing never happened. The paper has obtained Canadian government data showing a monitoring station in Calgary detected an average of 8.18 barraquils per liter of radioactive iodine-131 in rainwater last month. This exceeded Canadian guidelines. Again, another government covering up something that is harming and already killing people, just like we reported on here in the show about how the fallout here is already killing people. Newborn babies spike to 50% of the newborn babies in Philadelphia are dying because of what? So these are things to be aware of, to send light to send love to, and to spread awareness about how wrong things are, that more things aren't being done to help people there. Update on the war in Libya. Well, apparently it's not a war anymore. The NATO and media outlets this week have reported, as of yesterday, that Gaddafi is dead. They got him. I saw some of the YouTube videos. NATO has bombed Libya basically back to the Stone Age after a seven-month campaign, over 26,000 airstrikes. The place is leveled. This article goes on to say they had free education, free health care. They could study abroad. When you got married, you got a certain amount of money. If you wanted to get a new house, they would match you. The Libyan government was so for the people that most people don't believe it. Just like the electricity for everyone in Libya was free, the electricity. If you want to go to Harvard, they would send you any school you want and pay all your expenses while you're studying in school. I mean, some of the things that came out of Libya is really amazing. One of the biggest crimes Gaddafi committed, what some people say, was to implement the new gold dinar, which was a major threat to the powers of wealth and powers that be, because they don't want that. They want to control the wealth. So Gaddafi is going to create a new gold-backed dinar system, which the elites saw as obviously a big threat, as well as they had the largest supply of fresh water in the world, and amongst other minerals and things that, just like all the other countries that we go into, we just create some things that this was a peace mission, we send in NATO, we're not going to have troops on the ground, now there are, and this is how it happens. It's just the biggest case that I've seen in the last couple of months in reporting the news of a total 180 of BS that you see. The CNNs, the Foxes, the MSNBCs totally spun this entire story to where we went in, bombed the country, killed over 50,000 civilians, tens of thousands of people, leveled their country and their infrastructure. And now the new people that are in Libya that the NATO put in, the new leaders, they offered to send troops to America to help quell the protests. True story. Google it. Moving on to some earth changes and updates. We had a magnitude 7.6 hit off the Kermadec Islands. I don't really know where that is, but it's out in the ocean. It is apparently close to Hawaii because a tsunami was generated, but not a real threat, a small one. Also, there was a couple minor earthquakes over in the Asia region. Not too much going on in the seismic activity, considering that Comet Elenine is in our sector. It's right here. It is very close, and things may really get intense. We have the 28th coming up, which is next week. It's the end of the Mayan calendar, so if you can, make sure to plan a party. It's a good reason to end the Mayan calendar. I'm sure things are going to be fine, but who knows? So things could really kick off next week. We have the 3 days of darkness, which was talked about in the Hopi prophecy, the Blue Kachina. So there's a lot of things that could come to fruition next week. So as I always say, be prepared, be ready. Always carry supplies. Keep supplies in your house, at least 3 to 6 months of water, food. And this stuff is very important because a simple true fact, when I moved here to Asheville, 98% of the people I talk to don't even think about that in the spiritual community. So it just goes to show you that even though most people feel and think that they can survive in the times ahead, that there's simple things like food and water that you need to help sustain that mission. It's not just about meditating and, you know, doing yoga and eating healthy and going to Whole Foods and drinking smoothies. It's about preparing yourself mentally and also physically for the times ahead, for the earth changes that are coming, because more and more of them coming. These earth changes are picking up in frequency, and 2012 is right around the corner. So be prepared, as we always say. Now getting into the regular news, this was an awesome article, so I had to talk about it first. The Yeti expedition confirms the abominable snowman is real. That's right, he is real. This group, a combination of Russians, Americans, Canadians, and other nationalities, went to Serbia last week. They were invited to evaluate evidence of the mythical snow creatures that exist there and share their stories and experiences. Well, today the local administration of the Kermovian region confirmed on its website that indisputable proof has been found that confirms the Yeti, also known as the Abominable Snowman, exists. What prompted this? Well, they found footprints, his alleged bed, and possible hair samples. During the expedition to the Askanava Cave, the conference participants gathered indisputable proof that the Shori Mountains are inhabited by the snowmen, the Kavarian region administrator said in a press release today. Awesome news. You got to see this article. I'll post it up on StarSynergyRadio.com. Really cool stuff. I always knew who's real. Come on. House committee passes bill that criminalizes free speech applying U.S. drug war policies across the entire world. This article blew my mind today. Listen to this. If an American talks about using marijuana or other drugs in countries where such activity is perfectly legal, or even just discusses the hypothetical idea of such an activity with a friend or a family member, he or she will be committing a felony crime under a heinous new bill recently passed by the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. Sponsored by Representative Lamar Smith, the Drug Trafficking Safe Harbor Elimination Act of 2011 essentially applies U.S. policies in the quote-unquote war on drugs on the entire world and makes it a crime for Americans to engage in or even just talk about activities that are legal abroad but illegal back home. So if you're in Amsterdam and you go to a cafe and you talk about pot or marijuana, that is now a felony offense to the United States. This is the stuff that's going on at night when we're all sleeping and Congress is in there writing all these bills. This is the stuff they're passing. You need to be aware of this stuff so you can do something, write a petition, call your mayor to write a letter to the senator, or, you know, something. These are the things to spread to your family, to your friends, to show them that this government, this society, the socialists, the globalists are doing things that just don't even make sense anymore. Go figure on that one. I don't even know. 11% of Americans who now take antidepressant drugs every day. 11% of Americans now take antidepressant drugs every day. That's what's reported. It's probably a lot more, and that's just antidepressants. What about all the benzos and the different opiates there are? All those, I wonder what the real percentage is. But this is 11% of Americans who now take antidepressants. That's bad. This article, one of the worst articles I read in terms of how disturbing it is, healthy babies being given dangerous, unneeded prescription drugs. The American Academic of Pediatrics is now encouraging the diagnosis of so-called attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, in preschool and calling for the drugging of those little ones with drugs like Ritalin. If they don't respond to behavior management techniques, yes. If a four-year-old runs around too much and doesn't want to sit still and study his or her ABCs, it may well be time to drug the child in submission according to the new guidelines. That's what's now passed. Testing four-year-olds for ADHD in preschool. That's what they do. They run around and they have fun. This article, another one, fluoride in infants. Why parents are not being told about fluorosis. This one's from Natural News. Check out naturalnews.com. Millions of infants have been overdosed with fluoride due to powdered infant formula being combined with the fluoride tap water. Parents who prepare infant formula have been deliberately kept in the dark regarding the risks of the overdose for the simple reason that it casts doubt on water fluoridation. Because newborns only consume liquids, they receive much larger doses of fluoride than adults when you factor in body size. This overdose increases the risk of fluorosis. Today, there is increasing scientific evidence that fluorosis also results in a lower IQ and more bone fractures, as well as damaging your teeth and everything else it does. Another article from naturalnews.com, antibiotics could be to blame for skyrocketing mental illness rates. A new report published in the popular journal Nature has revealed that antibiotics permanently destroy beneficial bacteria within the gut. Go figure that one. They're giving us antibiotics to buy that beneficially destroy the bacteria, the good stuff, in your gut, a condition scientists link to mental illness. Great. So the more antibiotics we eat, the dumber we get, and the more it destroys the good bacteria. Okay. Moving on. How can foods are poisoning us? The Breast Cancer Fund recently tested 12 brand name canned soup and pasta products and found bisphenol A or BPA in all of them. BPA is a hormone mimicking toxin that also recently been found to impact our DNA and to kill off female ovary cells in a way that may cause Down syndrome and fertility problems in future generations. While BPA shouldn't be in any of us, children are thought to be the most susceptible, and the soups and pastas tested were marketed towards children. Canned foods are also not the only foods contaminated with BPA. It's also in plastic wrap foods, and according to Environmental Working Group research, it's in the blood of 9 out of 10 infants at birth. So another poison that they're purposely putting in our products that somehow damages our DNA and kills off female ovarian, population control. What is going on? Another article, and this one hits home here because this happened recently to a guy here in Asheville who just committed suicide a few days ago, a guy who was always around giving light and love and always at the drum circle spreading just that vibration, and went on prescription antidepressants and ended up shooting himself. This article, more than 1 in 10 Americans on suicide-linked antidepressants. Despite evidence linking a popular antidepressant like Prozac to suicide, more than 1 in 10 Americans over the age of 12 are now taking antidepressants prescribed by their doctors. In fact, antidepressants are now the most common drug among people age 18 to 44, according to statistics from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 1 out of 10 suicide-linked to antidepressants. Another article, my headache's about to explode. U.S. girls just dropping dead. This one, the controversial drug that took the early Republican presidential debates by storm, Gardasil, is back in the news as newly unearthed documents reveal 26 additional deaths associated with the shot designed to help prevent young women from getting a sexually transmitted disease that can lead to cervical cancer. A public interest group, Judicial Watch, has obtained the documents through the Freedom of Information Act from the Food and Drug Administration detailing reports of harmful reactions to the vaccine for human. Another chemical that they're putting into our bodies that is killing people. Another thing, and I've been saying this for a long time, this is something that I've always thought about. Now it's good to see an article about it. CSPI to file a lawsuit against General Mills for selling fruit snacks that don't even contain fruit. This one's great. Consumers are increasingly holding junk food manufacturers responsible for the false claims that they make about their products, especially when such products are labeled as natural or as containing fruit when they really don't. It's about time. I was always wondering how it tastes so good and how they fit the fruit in there. Good article. I'll have it up on the site. This other one is California governor lets police search your smartphones at traffic stops. That's right. The governor now approved that police at a traffic stop can scan your smartphone and read it. While it had been rumored, it's unfortunately now confirmed that the California governor, Jerry Brown, has sold out your privacy to law enforcement after a bad court ruling gave law enforcement the ability to search your mobile phone during a traffic stop. That's right. The California legislator realized that ridiculousness of the situation and still passed the bill. At first, they required a warrant, and they did that pretty quickly, but it was unfortunately overturned by the governor, who vetoed the bill, meaning that your mobile phones are fair game for searches without a warrant. So when you get pulled over now in California, they could scan your phone and read your texts and read who you're calling before they even get to your car. Another story. This one I've talked about here in the show. This one is labeled Crossing the Student Debt Point of No Return. It's almost the same as subprime mortgages. This is over $1 trillion, $1 trillion in student loan. This is the next housing bubble or stock market bubble or whatever you want to call it, is the new college bubble. $1 trillion in student debt. This article is awesome. This is the last I'm going to talk about before we get to our guests, Michael Mills and CC Calloway. This article is Branson opens world's first spaceport in U.S. That's right. British billionaire Richard Branson opened the world's first ever commercial spaceport in New Mexico desert, the new home for his company, Virgin Galactic. The eccentric businessman, with usual flair, sported a black jacket and waves of hair flying as he inaugurated the building by breaking a champagne bottle against the hangar while rappelling down the side of it. Spaceport America is the site it is called, will serve as the operating hub for the Virgin Galactic, and it's expected to house 2 White Knight 2s and 5 Spaceship 2s, in addition to the All Virgins astronaut preparation facilities and mission control. About 150 people already booked for travel on the first flights to orbit attended the event, and also they're going to be attending the ceremony. Also attending were heads of the Virgin Galactic, George Wizdiz, commercial director Stephen Attenborough, and famed U.S. astronaut and second human being to step on the moon, none other than Buzz Aldrin, was at the opening ceremony. Branson last month said he hoped to launch the vessel into space within the next 12 months, which he said would kick off an era of commercial space travel. That's right. Space travel is here. The mothership is finished. The rocket tests are going extremely well. And so I think we are now on track for a launch within 12 months of today, he said. About an hour between Los Angeles and London is not completely out of the question, Branson said, adding that it will likely take many years before the company can offer such a service. But that's another program he's talking about. Los Angeles and London in an hour. In the meantime, Virgin has sold some 430 tickets for space travel at $200,000 a pop, for an estimated $86 million. A number of private companies are rushing to fill the gap left by NASA, which ended its 30-year shuttle program in July, which we talked about, with the completion of the final Atlantis mission to the International Space Station. Makes you wonder why they closed the International Space Station and the space program and just shut it down. NASA is run by the government, remember. And with that, enjoy one more track from Playboy After Hours.
It's the moon indigo.
And welcome back. You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was another track from After the Playboy Mansion. That was Indigo Blues, the name of that track. And now joining me on the show is Michael Mills, CC Calloway, daughter of the legendary Cat Calloway. Thank you guys both for joining me on the show. How are you?
Absolutely.
Howdy ho.
There you go. And first, let's talk about Michael. You are the Drums No Guns founder, which is a big organization. It's been around for a long time. You led the Million Mom March in Washington, D.C., with 800,000 mothers marching against guns. You've done some amazing projects. How did you first get into Drums No Guns? Where did that whole concept come from?
Well, I happened to be doing an assembly in a high school here, and we were in there performing, and, you know, you have the outer world of the hood, you know, that comes in that don't really have any sense of wanting to be educated, or perhaps what they were teaching kids in schools, they were rebelling. And so as we were performing this assembly, some cats from the hood came in with some guns into the auditorium. And over the microphone, I says, "We won't have no guns in here. It's about drums. So we believe in drums, no guns. So if you want to join us, you put them guns down and you come join us or get out."
That's what's up. And
that's how it began.
That would be enough. And what are some of the new projects that Drums and Guns is working on now? What are some of the new things you're doing with the community?
Well, we're doing drums, not with guns. Drums and Guns is Drums No Guns. And that's one of those subliminal messages that you got to hit it right. It's like you have a solution for a condition. So no is, you turn that word around, you say on, but which is it, drums or guns? So it's Drums No Guns, and we're working with this project I have called Drums Across America in collaboration with Feed the Children, who's doing a project called Americans Feeding Americans, which we're looking to serve over 1 million people in America by distributing truckloads of food and also feeding the community opportunities and programs for kids. You know, I'm a big advocate for teaching kids about breaking barriers to bridge culture. So we're working with an organization such as Acts for Charity, hosted by the Cab Calloway Foundation, Inc., which is pretty much bringing us all together with Feed the Children to do many, many, many truckloads of food and programs and gathering organizations. And I'd like Cece to tell you more about the Cab Calloway Foundation. But there's an awesome energy out there, which is the age of transformation. We're transforming music and arts and song and science into a very recreational, passionate kind of energy, fighting against things that they're feeding our kids that's given adverse effects we have to stop. And altogether, we have one common purpose, is to lift our children to the light. So, Cece, can you tell them about Cab Calloway Foundation?
Well, the Cab Calloway Foundation is dealing with the energy of Cab Calloway and that whole era and all of the wonderful energy that they had at that time to take care of the youth, to give back to the youth, to instill in humanity that energy that no matter what, we can make it. When back in the Depression days, the big Depression days, Dad used to go and be out, and he would sing and he would deal with people and say, "Come on, forget your troubles. Let's get happy. None of us have any money right now, but we have one another." And he really believed in, "I eat, you eat." He had a song that he used to sing. It was, "Everybody eats when they come to my house."
And talking about Cab Calloway, and I've seen some of the videos and the songs and the energy that he brought and why it's so important now for that energy. Tell us about, like, how you see yourself using that energy to spread with you know, his legacy? Like, how do you tie that in? How do you use energy? Do you do the same type of material that he did, or do you use that energy to write new stuff? Like, how do you take your father's energy and just put that out to everybody?
Well, I take that energy and add even more to it. We all are still come together as a tribunal, and we're working on his music to take it to another level, to just instill all of the energy that was at that time with the turns and the spins and the and just relating and the call and the response and the big band. All of that at this point, just bringing it back and putting it back out there again. You know, in the time of the Big Depression, and when they had the big bands, so that so many more people could be up there on the stage, and they too could relate and put it out there to stimulate everyone, to stimulate humanity.
And that's what's going on now. It's this big stimulation of energy with the Occupy protest. People are feeling a part of something, and this energy is being created, and it's growing. It's in 1,000 cities, and it's so important to be in flow with that energy right now, because of what's going on. And you know, it's amazing the stuff and work that you do. And Michael, going back to the Drums No Guns Foundation, how did you first get into just drums itself? Were you a musician younger, or how did you first get into it?
It was first I was into doing a lot of things in like my fourth, fifth grade. I would get into National Geographic. I used to order different kinds of drums and rocks and different materials from different parts of the world. And I also had, at the age of 9, 10, a lab, you know, the science kind of thing. So I was very curious to get into different kinds of things that work. I wanted to know how things work. I wouldn't be the kind of person that took things apart, but I would put things together and make them all work together. So drumming was just something that seemed so close to me. In my elementary school, I used to perform assemblies with the drum, the bongos and the congas. I learned from a guy. His name was Elliot Gomez, rest his soul. He was a semi-pro baseball player, and he used to be the janitor in the recreation cat, who used to play a lot of music. My friend and I named Jimmy Middleton, and he's in Tucson. And as we're doing almost a 40-something-year anniversary, that we used to listen to a lot of Latin, Cuban music. You know, the drum itself is a 64 when Dizzy brought John Opozo here. Those drums were sacred, and they didn't allow them in here. Steel pans was the 40s, but drums with the skin on them. It just seemed so close to what my reality was, with understanding nature and being able to reverberate or vibrate. Then the energy of playing a drum, it just was close. I used to look at the trees. I used to see different things. I was taught, you know, these things were connected to nature. So I never let go of that. So I learned from the heartbeat, first of all. You know, every second has a life beat. And from that point on, it never, you know, went away. So drums started when I was 9 years old. Or, you know, I could say drums started when we were born. I mean, I won't get philosophical, but it's real. The heartbeat is the civilization of life. And I seem to have known that, you know, from birth to six is when all those endorphins, they departmentalize all this energy, right? And it teaches you all your influences. So I guess, you know, from the womb to coming out and being an adamant person about beating on tables at school and stuff, I was real connected to the heartbeat of life. And so this is what it does, and it works for children the same. So it was with me from the beginning. But that's the very thing I have. At this age, that I can definitely believe that works to rekindle fire, bring spirit in other people, touch people, to make them feel effortless about being themselves, and it helps, you know what I mean? So that's how I really got into it, is it was something in me, you know, that didn't never leave. Nothing could influence me to get away from what my heartbeat was all about.
And your style that you use, it's a very unique style. Tell us about your style of how you blend the different drums and the activation that it provides.
Who again?
The actual style that you use is taking the different drums from all the different cultures and you fuse that together. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, that's basically knowing that we are the same. And my brother and I, he's a drummer as well. He's in Scotland. He's played with everybody, and I decided to work with children. But I realized that the way you bring common thread, you know, I've studied gamelan, I studied Brazilian music, I've studied, you know, Asian, Indian music, I've studied, because my whole dream was playing the tabla. But the tabla, the discipline and repetition it took to play with that little circle in the middle was just too, you know, I didn't have that kind of time and stuff, so that's been my first dream. But I learned to use my fingers and my hands and the native. I got a lot of native blood in me. So that's really where the core is, the native drum. But I've learned over these many years to study various cultures so that I can put them in a salad bowl type thing, a melting pot. And so everybody on the planet and even in the universe can dance because you're playing this energy of all cultures together. So my style is the cradle is my Native American influence. And then it goes into my Brazilian influence. And then it goes into my African influence. And then it goes into my Asian influence. And so that's what it's about. So getting people to dance to their traditional, like the DNA says, we come from many different cultures, you know, but the bottom line is we're all connected. So this is my common thread, Jonah, to understand that it's about touching people, lives of people all over the world, all walks of life. So I've studied all of these things to put them together. And now we're doing music, even with the Callaway stuff. It's called Yesterday Meets Today. And to bridge that together, we're doing big band stuff with tribal rhythms of different sorts of those natures blend together and chanting and doing the things to wake people up in this age of transformation.
And Cece, how are you with the age of transformation and the energies that are, you know, on the planet now? How are you growing up with your father? Were you spiritual? Did you talk about energy? I mean, did you feel these energies when you were younger? Because they're very strong now. And, like, are you in how were you around that? Did you talk about spirituality? How was growing up?
Well, I lived it. I had the opportunity when I was 9 years old to do a song with my dad called Little Child. And it was a wonderful experience. I was able to, that's when they recorded in those days, you know, you were right there in the studio with a 17-piece orchestra. And, you know, it's a lot different than what they do today, you know, with tracks and so on and so forth. But what I had the opportunity to experience was all of these wonderful people that were within the family. You know, like from the Lena Horns to the Duke Ellingtons to the Sammy Davis Juniors to all of these wonderful people were within my life, and I was able to live it, to experience it, and to learn from all of these wonderful, wonderful spirits.
Wow! So basically, the energy for you just came naturally through being around the people and experiencing this and just putting it out there living it, being it. That's truly an amazing way to experience it, because most people like myself or most people that I know are newly awakened to these energies where we never really understood them and how to use it to enlighten ourselves. And it's amazing that from such a young age you were blessed to be around such an awesome, awesome energy like your father. And Michael, tell us about
Let me finish that part that you're talking about.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and you know, and that goes to say the house was sold against the father's will where she grew up at. And so we happen in the divinity of that energy is to come a full circle with my associates here. To she discovered through her son that the house was available again. So we went and revisited the house and invested to get her back there where her childhood took place at, so she can rekindle the fire, to bring the legacy, get the Callaway house, and to make it an art center and an exhibit for people to display these wonderful things and energies of these great people. All your legendary people were, you know, Kev had the most phenomenal cast from Dizzy Gillespie. All of these people were a part of his circle, you know, Milt Hinton, and you can name all of them, you know, major, major people. So we were looking to do that, and still it's available. We have very close ties with the owner. We stayed there 3-4 years running the Callaway Foundation and Legacy. And if people go to www.drumsnoguns.org, click on the Callaway House tab, and then go to Cecilia Leo Callaway's biography. And then when that opens, you go to the left corner of the MP3, you'll see a song titled Little Child, and you'll hear her singing that song with her dad at the age of 9. But yes, we've come an amazing journey with this energy of the Creator Man, that whole universal thing, this whole vibe you got going on. We loved seeing you at Klein Memorial Auditorium in Bridgeport when you came here to meet us, when we were doing things for the fallen policemen and also for the shelter for animals, which was one of the biggest in the state. And we want to thank you for coming to Connecticut to be with us to encounter some of that energy.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you guys. We had so much fun, and it was great. And
so maybe you can tell a bit about your journey here. I mean, we got a minute for you to tell them our encounters, which makes this relationship a family. And we'd love to be into Asheville with all the things you want to do with homeless shelters and self-sustainable. You have some incredible vision that's 30 years where we were. We call it yesterday meets today, and you're in today. But what you're talking about and doing, we love what we heard on the radio, talking consciousness, is 30 years ago. And so you imagine Cab 75 years ago, or, you know, the Great Depression. We're so in alignment right now with Wall Street going through in the whole country, like you mentioned. So that's essential and important to where we're going. And I would love for you to just say a little bit about that encounter that you're going to bring us to Asheville soon with the trucks with Feed the Children. I am the national director, so I'd like to tell everybody in Asheville that we're working on a collaboration that's going to be awesome, and we'd love you to join us.
Awesome, and that's right. The newest projects that I'm working on with you is this homeless, feeding the homeless and stuff downtown, and it's amazing work, and I'm blessed to have both you guys in my life now, and that's awesome. So thank you both, and thank you for the kind words. But unfortunately,
I'll tell us a little bit about I know they know they're in Asheville, but we love hearing that response. We believe in call and response, so we're looking for a response for you to tell us about that great spirit you have, and they need to know that.
Yeah, absolutely, and I will, but it's going to have to cut it short for tonight because we got to wrap up because we have another show back-to-back. So
okay.
With that, thank you both for being on the show. Thank you so much, Michael. I love you, Cece. I love you guys, and thank you again for coming on.
Thank you. Hidey-ho.
And with that, here's your next track. And welcome back. You're tuned to listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was another song off the album Dimitri in Paris from the After Playboy Mansion. And that was an awesome interview. Thank you guys again for coming on the show. And with that, do not forget that Evolver at EvolverPlanetRadio.com is coming on next. That is a new radio show that me and my friend Wendy Owens are doing. And we're going to have an interview with Alex Gray on. So if you're listening, stick around. That's going to be starting in about 5 minutes. And to all the Star Fam out there, make sure to tune in next week. I have an awesome, awesome show lined up. And after that, we have David, who is the inventor of the Flower of Life game. And that is the official sponsor for Starseed Energy Radio. And with that, Star Fam, light and love, I will see you all, be with you all, and speak to you all next week. Here's your last track.